Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed Shavuot to all. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Now, blessed Shavuot, blessed Feast of Weeks to all. We're back again. Yes, I thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for opportunity, yes indeed, for the blessed opportunity to be back with you here again. And I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, for every ear that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me, that He has for me some very important things that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I indeed am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes indeed, that I must tell you things. that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, yes, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the time for remembrance is now. Most High grants His Holy Spirit for one ultimate purpose, and that is to bring all things to remembrance, all things that He has declared, to reveal that which is to be our common sense of expectation, aspiration, dream, vision as a people. He restores, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of what is His conscience, that we might discern beyond all the misconceits that have, as a people, divided us. My brothers and sisters, these indeed are the times. These indeed are the times of restoration, as it was of old when the Most High brought His, the children of Israel out of Egypt and sought to reconcile all His people after one heart, one mind, one understanding. My brothers and sisters, so also now are these times. As it was, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High gave His Spirit to His people. I said He gave His Spirit to His people. Who sought that beyond all the misrepresentation, and the oppression of misrepresentatives, sought to become of one accord. Like when He gave His Spirit before on the day of Shavuos, Acts 2nd chapter, they call it in your King James Version, Pentecost. Feast of Weeks, looking at Leviticus 23. Purpose, my brothers and sisters, the purpose. Yah was always to make His people one. Blessed are they who therefore discern more than just the word, the absolute command that is the Shema, that we all must love Yah. How about with one accord? With all our minds, all our hearts, souls, and might, we all have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, to seek the fullness of that truth. That as a people, we might be prepared, that as a people, we might be made one. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who understand this, my brothers and sisters, that they be participant in what the Most High has defined as a holy covenant. Time that our people must be renewed to strength. Time that our people must be redeemed from all the misconceits of those who would blind the mind not to discern what is the plan of the Most High, what has always been the plan of the Most High from the beginning. All these obstacles must be overcome. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says to us quite well, those who seek Him who restores what is from the beginning. Look at Isaiah 48 and understand what I mean. The scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, they who believe in Him, wait for Him, seek for Him, to prepare even for Him. Scripture says that they, yes indeed, they should gain power to become sons of Yah. How about redeemed beyond all the misconceits of men? They may become wise. Even before the eyes of the Most High Yah. My brothers and sisters, there's a certain need for this restoration. There's a certain need for this remembrance. All the prophets have said so. There would be no need for this restoration, for these times of remembrance and refreshing, if there has not been so much that we, as a people, have forgotten. They who the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has called. He calls them as vessels unto His making for the preservation of the knowledge of His will. and the blessed expectation of what is to come, they may prepare for, that they, my brothers and sisters, indeed shall be the light, even the light of the Most High to a whole world. But my brothers and sisters, let us not forget that there is a need for this remembrance. No one is made prideful before the time. Psalm 14, Psalm 53. Makes it very plain. That it is because the Most High has looked and seen none that does fully in all things what is good. None righteous, no, not one. The Most High sends a righteous one, that men might discern again how much more, yes, indeed, how much more they need to seek Yah, that there might be peace. I said that they seek Yah. I did not say any of the fallen status quos, the diverse political, national, pseudo-religious, cultural standards of men. But that we seek the word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the word that from the beginning endures forever. That is the hope of righteousness. It is discerned beyond every worldly obstacle, beyond every misconceit, beyond every snare. It is at the constructs and conceits of men. For indeed, the word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the word that is from the beginning is revealed only by the Spirit of the Most High that is bringing such majesty. To remembrance. A wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that can, well, say a wisdom that is beyond, in fact, transcendent, the blindness of this present age, must be restored to the mind of our people. We be restored to the ancient faith, conviction, zeal, steadfastness, strength. By ancient Hebrew fathers. That we perceive, my brothers and sisters, with the same mind, heart, conviction, zeal, ideal, understanding. That which the Most High awakened their minds to perceive. That we truly again become one people. But my brothers and sisters, many schemes, yes indeed, many schemes have been erected by the variant principalities and powers of this world that have all sought to establish obstacles against men discerning the foundation, the cornerstone that is from the beginning. I have a lot to speak about concerning that tonight. Indeed, our hearts must be prepared for this time. Most High, even in this time, in remembrance of the day when he gave his spirit to those who sought reconciliation. These are those times, my brothers and sisters, which to petition the Most High well. These are the times to petition the Most High with a full awakening of the mind. Capacity to remember, my brothers and sisters, what must be remembered and must never be forgotten. The time, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High has already forsworn, must come. He says, his covenant that he puts again in the mouth of his people must henceforth not depart from their mouth, nor the mouth of their descendants, shall not, even from henceforth, even forever. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to speak to you tonight for a moment before I go into the main thrust of what I want to speak about tonight. Psalm 2 talks about how the kings of the earth taking counsel against the Most High, even against his anointed. What does this mean? Scripture says, for this reason, men have imagined vain things. How about standards that always fall short of the mark, that never could be, let's say, complete unto all that pleases Yah? No church, my brothers and sisters, built after the spirit of man, the designs of men, is an open door unto salvation. Most High himself, my brothers and sisters, must guide the minds. Even if you hear the words of a man who speaks the truth, it's still the Most High that must guide the minds. It's Yah that must open the minds and hearts to see beyond every obstacle. It's Yah, my brothers and sisters, must make crooked places straight. Throw down every high obstacle and lift up man from every pit into which he has fallen. He might see straightway what indeed is the goal. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures talk about how, in Psalms 2, how the rulers of the earth seeking to keep men in bondage to them, their authority. Taking counsel. Conspire together. Create many schemes to be obstacles against men discerning, in fact, what indeed is the way of peace. That men not discern what indeed what is acceptable before the Most High, complete unto all things. The scriptures though say that though the kings have taken counsel against the Most High, against his anointed, even taking counsel against anyone waking up fully unto the rights of the Most High intends. In other words, I'm talking about like what you find in Isaiah 29, talking about how the leaders, have conspired to take counsel to hide the counsel, hide the words of the Most High. And have done it so surreptitiously that most have not understood that they have been obstacles. They hide the counsel of the Most High and say, who sees us? As if the Most High does not discern both beyond all their treachery and also beyond the scrupulous intents of the hearts. Well, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said, though they have sought to deny men the knowledge of the greater light, the greater rule, the greater righteousness, the restoration unto divine purpose, though the kings of the earth have taken counsel against men understanding this, Most High says the time will come when he will mock at them and have them in some scriptures say sore derision. For his anointed one would come forth one day at his promise, saying, the Most High has spoken thus unto me, and said to me, today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. What does it mean? Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. You shall shepherd them with a rod of iron. You shall break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. My brothers and sisters, these scriptures, if you understand them in the context of Isaiah 50th chapter, speak to the Most High as one of whom he has said, he will come forth one day saying, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name, to reveal again his glory, declare in fact what is a word like a sharp two-edged sword that is complete unto all that appeases the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to bring Israel back to him, even declare salvation to the ends of the earth. Talking about Isaiah 49. Then he goes to the 50th chapter, saying that he would come forth, saying, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. Now, not turn back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. He talks about people saying, has he no power to deliver? It says, behold, and my rebuke, I drive the rivers. In other words, I show men how to see beyond all the shallow-minded mindscapes of their rulers. And my rebuke, he's trying to say he rebukes the heavens and makes sackcloth their covering. In other words, puts their glory seeming glory to shame, even all the wisdom that's seeming wise on the part of the rulers. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, will understand? Behold, my book, I drive the rivers. Show a wisdom, a righteousness, a deliverance beyond the standards of men. It sounds like a matriculation over the course of time, my brothers and sisters. Some texts like the Isaiah 29 and the NASB says, someone will come forth saying, add year to year. Keep my feasts on schedule. Something definitely to think about. The scripture speaks of one saying, Most High has spoken to him, today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. My brothers and sisters, at the point of which one indeed overcomes and sees beyond all the illusions of a divide and conquer intent world. At that point, my brothers and sisters, this one has authority. Yes, indeed, to discipline all the nations, because he has first heard fully and attained to fully what is acceptable in the discipline of the One Most High. Look at those scriptures, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean when it says, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen, all the nations for your inheritance. This is King of Kings, my brothers and sisters. This is the one who is to show all the nations what indeed is the truth of the gospel, the fullness of a word after which all nations must be converted. There finally at last be peace in the world. Scripture goes on to say, you shall shepherd them with a rod of iron, strong discipline. Shepherd them with a rod of iron. My brothers and sisters, it means that those who are willing to be shepherded, he will shepherd them with a rod that will comfort them, make them one, make them peace, make them of one accord. But those, my brothers and sisters, who are rebellious shall be broken like the breaking of an unclean potter's vessel or a misshapen potter's vessel. He says furthermore, be wise then therefore, O king, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish from his way while his wrath is kindled but a little. My brothers and sisters, these scriptures are so very many and so much, so much so, in so many ways reminiscent of the prophecies we find in Isaiah 40. Prophecies that many quote because of various passages in the what they call the New Testament. It's actually a remembrance of what the Most High said of old. A clarification in so many ways for those who are ready to understand it, whom the Most High calls to understand it, are willing to hear. Isaiah 40, my brothers and sisters, through 41, in so many ways speaks of what is required or what should be the expectation of those who indeed would receive of the Holy Spirit. What is required, my brothers and sisters, of those who would be born again, renaturalized. Well, there's no question about this. No man overcomes worldliness after the misconceits of this world. No man overcomes the misconceits of this world, my brothers and sisters, after the misconceits of this world. No man creates an institution, my brothers and sisters, by which a man is saved. It's the Most High, it's his work upon the heart that does the beauty. It must be understood, my brothers and sisters, nothing that man exalt, call a savior, is sufficient unto deliverance. My brothers and sisters, the only one who can raise up a savior, one who can truly work to deliver mankind beyond all misconceit. The brother says that one is Yah. Therefore, I say again, my brothers and sisters, let no man count himself so wise before the time. Somebody said one time, word to wise, to the wise is sufficient. A word to those who are somewhat aware enough to have certain precepts so that certain points don't go past them. A word to them is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to help them to move to the next dimension. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, that have never pursued certain fundamental wisdom that's necessary, that when they hear a word, beneficent for toward fruition, they know how to oblige and use it, and use it well. They might progress along the path. My brothers and sisters, let us understand that there's a wisdom that we must attain. We found worthy to be called good students, able to be discipled under the fruition of all the Most High intends. Lest we in our hasty pride forget what it means when it's said, a little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing. A little bit can be a dangerous thing. But my brothers and sisters, those who are wise, realize that everything the Most High would grant is a stepping stone toward moving to the next higher place. Blessed are they who will understand this. So I'd like to look tonight at something that I put in the splash screen, opening screen for tonight's show. Comfort ye, O my people, who wait for the righteous one, for they shall be born again. Why do I say this? Well, I like to look at these passages. Tonight's show is not going to be as long as a lot of other ones have been. I'd like to relate something that I pray that in this very special time, men will contemplate knowing the Most High has a plan. Know the Most High has a plan and even a platform upon which his people shall know again indeed what is redemption. I've talked about it so many times on this show. And I pray that the hearts of many, though status quo has not spoken to these things, that many open their hearts to finally understand, because believe me, it is only those who have this expectation that are found worthy unto the Holy Spirit, because it's only these who have this expectation who, if they were to receive the Spirit, might find fruition unto the fullness of his purpose. Besides that, I make no request for the world. There are those who seek to retain the double-mindedness or any short-sighted standards of this world, or who would seek to see preserved any of the short-sighted double-minded standards of this world. So I made no request for the world, but those who would receive, accept his word. And my brothers and sisters, by no means does that mean accept his word partially, under seeking to establish any other standard, or any other concept of righteousness, short of the fullness of the Most High himself will reveal. Last evening's show, we spoke about this, according to the word of the apostle, quite well. I'd like to look at Isaiah 40:1. And I'll just tell you now, Blog Talk only allows you so many characters in the opening intro to a show. So it took a moment for me to try to get this together as best it could be to relay as much of the concept as is, let's just say, it was allowed. Again, my brothers and sisters, I would say again, comfort ye, repent ye, O my people, says your Elohim. In other words, it's saying, my brothers and sisters, to his people, Prophet Isaiah, Ishayahu, saw in advance the time when the people of the Most High would be brought to one accord. Hey, those who desire peace, let them be comforted and know that a time of peace will come. That they must repent and return unto peace, that standard, my brothers and sisters, repent and return unto that standard which the Most High declared from the beginning. They put in your King James Version, speak comfortably. How about declare what is accord? declare according to what Yerushalayim, the city of peace, is to be. Declare one accord. Declare peace to the city of peace, Yerushalayim. And cry out to her. Tell her that the time has come, the times of her warfare. Yes, even now must begin to come to an end. For her iniquity must be pardoned. I know they didn't write that way in your King James Version, but what it really means is that all the injustice must be pardoned. And the way that it will finally be pardoned, my brothers and sisters, is when the people awaken to a fullness of what is repentance. For the time has come that she has received with the Lord's hand double for all her sins. In other words, for turning aside from the way of the Most High. Indeed, we know the people of the Most High have been scattered, but the Most High promised a time when his people, though they have been scattered, shall be regathered. So it says, hear the voice of him who cries in the wilderness. Oh, oftentimes when scripture talks about the wilderness, it's talking about those who are scattered in, let's just say uncultivated lands. Sometimes the word for wilderness is sometimes in the desert. It sometimes relates also a desert. How about where there is no water? How about where has not been refinement? How about where there has been no discipline? How about where there has been no knowledge of Yah? Prepare ye the way of the Most High. In other words, prepare the way that men might discern beyond all the bondage, obstacles. My brothers and sisters have been a blinder. Keep men from seeing the glory of the Most High. What is indeed honorable unto him, make straight in the desert a highway, a straight way for Hayah. For every valley, every low place, after the pit after wind to which men have fallen, must be raised up level, plain. Every mountain, every high place, every, let's just say, seeming misgoverning, misadministration, misallegiance, which has exalted itself, must be made low, plain. Crooked place, every misdirection that men have followed after. Hey, my brothers and sisters, Most High desires that his people see straight way unto the goal. The rough places, in other words, men where men have set up obstacles in the road, made it difficult for men to walk without stumbling. Rough places must be made plain. I can only tell you that Isaiah 42:16 speaks of this prophecy again and again. If we understand the scenario, we understand this is all continuous. 42nd chapter of Isaiah, 16th verse, says, concerning this thing, the scripture says, behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights, one who will show the way that's pleasing unto the Most High, shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth. Most High has put his spirit upon him to show them the way of remembrance. He says, through him, he said, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them by the path they have not known. One scripture says, the way of peace is what they have not known. The way that is complete, the way of pure and completion that offers the one choice is what they have not known. And I'll lead them by paths they have not known. And I will make darkness light. In other words, whatever is sought to obscure them discerning the invariant way of the Most High, he will make them darkness light before them, crooked places straight. These things, he says, I will do and not forsake them. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, not to hear the voice of the Most High in his reprimand is not the state of blessing. He says all he loves, he approves, he chastens, he refines. And these, my brothers and sisters, if you read closely Isaiah 48:1-10, he says, he will not give his glory, his honor to another, so he must refine his people. For a moment he will defer his anger. He will say to the angels of wrath, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to receive the servants of Yah upon their brows. Revelation 7:2-18, Isaiah. See, the Most High said, those you receive for a long time the bread of affliction, corrupt doctrine, he will now seek to be gracious unto you. And though you see many quicker paths, if you will, I'll put it to you that way. He says, your eyes shall finally discern your teacher. Show you how to walk a right path, turn it to the right hand, no crooked way, neither to the right nor to the left. It says here at Isaiah, if we think about it, not just those verses, but Isaiah 44:20-45:6, it talks about the Most High sending forth one who will show foolish the wisdom of the wise, because man's imagination, sense of discretion has been dulled, not enough to deliver themselves. One who will show a way of greater righteousness, show beyond all folly. Most High said before him, make the crooked places straight. How about wherever it is the men have hidden the greater truths, he shall reveal, in fact, again, the way of life. Talk about one whom Most High has appointed as his shepherd to establish Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation. All my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the same anointed one here. But who will understand what it means when Yeshua said himself that he is this one, when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? Revelation 22:16, 16:12-21, Revelation. You talk about the one called the King in the East, before whom the rivers will be dried up. Same thing said in Isaiah 44:20-45:6. He said about the coming of the one called the King of the East. The righteous one likened to the rising sun that comes suddenly to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High sent that one, even for the deliverance of his people beyond every obstacle, that they all might cry from the rising sun to the west, wherever they've been scattered, to be brought back even. That the only Most High is Yah. But how many of my brothers and my sisters are ready to understand that discerning the Messiah, this one that was called the Kurdi, the righteous one, one called the Son of Righteousness that arises, the King of the East. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that the expectation of that one who exposes all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, kings, priests, pastors, rabbis, elders across the world, that the expectation of that one, my brothers and sisters, is the one who comes that the people of the Most High might transcend every obstacle, and transcending every obstacle, having a love for the righteousness of Yah beyond all else, being found worthy to receive even the gift of the Spirit from the Most High. The book of Jacob tells us well that we're scattered among a multitude of provocations among the nations. We still have an obligation to seek the perfect will of Yah. If we lack that wisdom and discretion, we must ask him. In fact, the scripture said, beyond every misrepresentation, every mockery and misrepresentation, we must seek his perfect will beyond every debate and doubt. If we will be found worthy, my brothers and sisters, be counted stable, that we might receive favor, even the Spirit of the Most High. Messiah said himself, said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Guard, defend the integrity of my word. Those who are willing to do this and remember these things, he said he would grant him of his Spirit, that even the deeper things of the Most High he shall reveal. He said, make no request for the worldly who desire continual contention. Those who are willing to accept his word unto and humble, even delightful and eternal peace. Blessed are those who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. For the Most High has promised that his glory, what is honorable before him, must be revealed. And all, even though of the flesh, all flesh shall see it. Must see a word, my brothers and sisters, that begins to convert the heart. Must see a word, my brothers and sisters, that casts aside every argument. We talk about that, but brothers, this scripture says one will come forth one day saying, and let my people draw together, let them be renewed unto strength. Let them come together, let them speak. Every argument they would bring, let them all be. Oh, we could talk about that in Isaiah 41:21 on through about 42:4. That all these false arguments and misconceits be cast down. The men might discern the difference between what is righteous before Yah, what will be formed acceptable unto him, what is an abomination. All my brothers and sisters, who's ready to understand the reality of these truths? To the honor of the Most High shall be revealed, and all our flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken it, promised it. I'm going to tell you how better should be seen here. It says, a voice said to me, this is Isaiah speaking, cry. And Isaiah said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is as the grass, and the goodliness, what seems good of it, is as the flower of the field. But man must remember that all who will walk after the flesh, the grass withers and the flower will fade when the spirit of Yah or the reproof of the Most High blows upon it. Many of my brothers and sisters, only those who seek to abide in the words of the Spirit, by the Spirit, petitioning the Most High for the raising of conscience, shall be able to stand. In fact, when the scripture says, because the Spirit of Yah blows upon it, let me tell you something. In the East, they oftentimes spoke about the strong east wind. And a strong easterly wind, my brothers and sisters, in the summertime was a very hot wind. And my brothers and sisters, that strong heat, hot wind and the blazing sun could indeed burn the grass, burn the flowers of the field. My brothers and sisters, those who know what I'm talking about, in fact, I've even spoken to a few people, you might have spoken to some yourself, who come from over in the deep part of the Middle East. They talk about that hot east wind. It takes a little while sometimes after getting used to those extreme high temperatures. It takes a little while sometimes getting over here to even learn how to breathe after the dilations of the lungs for such a time. Well, this is what we speak of, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High is going to reprove everything that is not likened unto his own flame. So the grass withers, the flower fades. In other words, my brothers and sisters, that which seems glorious after the flesh will fade away. But it's the word of Yah, his word that shall stand forever. I just tell you another place, 1 Peter 1:24 through 25. 1 Kepha 1:24 through 25 speaks in this wise. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? It speaks in this wise. What does it say? For all flesh is as the grass. The glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass with the flower fades. Fades away, but the word of Yah endureth forever. This is the word by which the gospel is preached to you. It means, my brothers and sisters, that a word from on high, beyond all the misconceits of man, that is the word that endures forever. The book of Yaakov, we talked about that a few minutes ago. Those scriptures go on to repeat verses of extreme similitude in the 11th verse. It means, my brothers and sisters, the same thing, that all the misconceits that divided the nations, must pass away. For the Most High has a plan by which his people shall be rejoined together of one accord, even as they were when the people came from all the midst of all, from the midst of lands all round about, on the day of Shavuot before, just after Messiah made his sacrifice. And all the people of all the nations came before to join together at Jerusalem, that they be one accord. And he gave them, the Most High gave them a spirit. They speak the wonderful words of Yah. What I mean there, my brothers and sisters, they prophesy of much more than just what Most High by his, what Most High said in his written word. They spoke more than that, my brothers and sisters. For to know what is said and not know why it is said, is missed the point. They spoke, my brothers and sisters, the inspired word, the inner working, the interwoven word, the harmonics, the height, depth, and breadth, the implications of how all things the Most High declared must work together of one accord in his people as one with them. See, all creation awaits the manifestation, therefore, of the sons of Yah. Not after the flesh that refuses to recognize what indeed is divine purpose, not after the flesh that seeks to abuse things after what seems wise to men, but my brothers and sisters, in accord to the agreement, the peace, the law, the Most High declared, that all his people might speak together cooperatively as one mind, for the greatest gift he can give indeed is the law by which his people might cooperate, might love, might trust. My brothers and sisters, that's something far beyond what is seems obvious to the flesh. That discretion, my brothers and sisters, is a gift, even grace from the Most High. So the scriptures go on. Let's see what this is really talking about. He says, the grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our Yah stands forever. O Zion, bring good tidings. In other words, bring forth the fullness of a word. Oh, what does the Spirit do? Teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. Declares that which is to come, rebukes all sin. Most High desires that all his people who have had this promise, this expectation that they might be one. Dare men believe that when the Most High spoke to the prophets of old, he was telling them, oh, I'm telling you this now, but the day will come when these promises will be of none effect. Think again, my brothers and sisters. The entire system of this world that has sought to compel people to believe that the Most High declared another covenant according to the constraints of their so-called denominations, man-made false churches, nations. Those who would compel you not to remember what the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, sought to enslave and ensnare your mind. That you never see the full raising of conscience that the Most High would bring to bear after word that is from the beginning that must be revealed by his Spirit. Prepare your hearts then, my brothers and sisters, that you might be found worthy to receive the gift of his Spirit. For without it, no man sees beyond the folly of this world. Without it, my brothers and sisters, no man is born again. Without it, no man is renaturalized, reoriented to discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. So blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will see beyond the veil and know that the grace of Yah reveals beyond the flaw, the false rule that men call a law who only see after the flesh with the eyes, the ordinary eyes and ordinary ears here. But by the grace of the Yah, my brothers and sisters, the Most High grants the capacity to perceive from a higher vision and a higher place, discern what is his design, desire, what he has foreordained must be the order of all things. He says, bring good tidings, bring a fullness of a word, bring forth the gospel, get up on a high mountain, O ye Jerusalem, city of peace. Declare good tidings, declare fullness of a word, give them, declare a word that's considerate of all the Most High and Most High intends. Lift up your voice aloud with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim, behold your Most High. At this time, why do they say the cities of Judah? In Isaiah's time already, had the tribes of Israel and Judah been split. But I tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Time will come surely when all the tribes of Israel and Judah shall again be one. Read Isaiah 11 and understand this time of restoration of a covenant. Behold, the Most High will come with a strong hand, even a strong one. Read Isaiah 28 and understand it. And the scripture really means that he'll give rest to the earth by his hand. He said his arm, one he trusts, shall rule for him. How about bring what is the knowledge of what is his peace for him? Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. Oh, if you read closely Isaiah 49, 1 through 6, you understand this is speaking in fact. My brother and sister, Messiah, even Yeshua. The righteous one is called the Kurdi. The Most High said was sent forth in the last days. Quite unlike most people have imagined, not understanding the metaphors that are related out of the Eastern context, not understanding what the cloud prophecy means when it says he comes with a cloud, he comes with a message that from on high that will expose all the frailty and the falsehood that has been taught among men. He comes with a message glorious, honorable before the Most High, that will expose all the miscreant standards of men. Saying, listen to me, O Isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he, how about purpose me? Even to give glory to his name, to reveal his glory, what is honorable before him, and to bring his people back to him. Say, they await for the Most High, one whom the Most High sent, one who is called by the name of the Most High, means the same thing, shall be renewed in strength. That scripture at the 31st verse is precluded by these verses, because I want you to understand what is being said here as a prophet, as a, ultimately a latter-day, I repeat, ultimately as a latter-day prophecy. Isaiah 40th chapter, let's go to the 11th verse. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Who is the shepherd the scriptures speak of? When you start comparing these prophecies, Isaiah 44:20 to 45:6, on out to about 46:13. Understand who that one is that was called, as the king of Kurdistan was called the Kurdee. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Yeremiah 23 says he will give them shepherds who will feed them. He'll raise up out of David a righteous branch, a righteous heir. Call the Lord our righteousness. The Lord in whose days it should be said of him, the Lord is our righteousness. My brothers and sisters, who's ready to understand and put these things together, understand who this is speaking of? Said that one, my brothers and sisters, will destroy Babylon and the confusion of the earth once and for all. You know that it has to be the Mashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Kurdi, the one like the rising sun that comes suddenly and unexpectedly to cast out every miscreant scheme that would keep the people in the darkness. He should feed his flock like a shepherd. He should gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, shall gently lead them that are with young. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of this one called the Kurdi. Let me see if I can explain something to you. The concept, the Greco-Roman Western polytheist concept of a Christ was conceived after Western mind, not true to the ancient Eastern concept of the Kurdi. In the context of one that Western mind could use after their contrivance to pervert what the scriptures are, pervert the grace of Yah, cause men to walk after unbelief, denying that there's one Lord. Let me see if I can explain something to you. Denying that there's one Lord, my brothers and sisters, leaves men subject to many misleaders. Oftentimes, I even go as far as to say this. We understand the term Lord means one who is a master of a thing or an idea, a set of concepts, or a genre, a category, if you want to call it that, a people. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of the earth have been utmost blasphemous in that they have equated themselves as worthy of that self-same title that is oftentimes used for the Most High himself. Think about it. Oftentimes peasantry in the caste system, though ancient, let's just say medieval, if you will, Europe, often addressed their leaders as my lord. My brothers and sisters, Most High desires that no man revere any man as a god other than he. In other words, Most High told me no man is has a right to rule, but if he were true, seeking to be true, all the Most High himself is declared, even at the command of the Most High. Therefore, no one, my brothers and sisters, declared lordship over any man. No man has a right to enslave the mind of another, but according to the fullness of the Most High himself will reveal. Most High said he's already called forth one who is called by his own name, that all might know from the rising sun to the west is none else but he. My brothers and sisters, let us be wise to understand these things. I want you to consider something. You read these scriptures, that title concerning the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, which we soon speak about, is a title that was reserved for one that men should look to, expecting a righteousness far greater than what is common to men. When scripture talks about him coming, saying, you know, scripture say concerning him, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people. It was to tell people to expect the presence the appearing of a conscience that would exercise the mind to seek righteousness far beyond anything that the rulers would ever do. In fact, the scriptures even talk again and again about the greater truths of the Most High, that they would not speak, and they would flatter the people even unto their own destruction, not compelling them to consider all things. The scripture says, because of them, men shall consider what they had not considered, to the shame of the rulers. And those who would believe his report are those who realize that there's a greater truth that must be attained, that men at last appease Yah. So with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him the way, the path of judgment, path of justice, and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Of course, it's the Most High, one of which the scriptures speak. Let's go back a little bit concerning this one. He said, who has measured the waters of the hollow of his hand, meted out the heaven with the span? Of course, the Most High, and comprehended the dust of the earth with him in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scale and the hills in a balance? Of course, the Most High. Who has directed the Spirit of the Most High? Please, no one has. Look at Romans. Who has directed the Spirit of the Most High and being his counselor has taught him? Of course, no man has taught the Most High. Most High is supreme. With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and shown the way of understanding? Our brothers and sisters, when these scriptures finally start talking about these things, it's talking about the one the Most High will show his way. And my brothers and sisters, Most High has already declared that there's one he would call by name, that he would discipline to discern the exceeding things that most did not consider. And Most High, my brothers and sisters, will make an heir of that one for the blessing of his people. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. You know what a drop in a bucket is? Next to nothing. Times a small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as if they were a little thing. Most High intends to raise the conscience, my brothers and sisters, far beyond what is ordinary. And Lebanon, even all the trees of Lebanon are not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All these are not sufficient, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are saying. All that men would offer is still not sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to equate to the glory of that which the Most High would have men awaken to, that there might be finally an atonement, that there might be a remembrance of peace. All nations before him is counted as nothing. Their counting is nothing. It's vanity. In other words, my brothers and sisters, only that which the Most High counts worthy is sufficient to bring about a reconciliation for the people. To whom will you liken Yah? What likeness will you compare him? If you talk about the scriptures in Philippians, Most High speaks about how Messiah, through his apostle, the book of Philippians, talks about how Messiah did not consider equality with Yah, or oneness with Yah, a thing to be grasped. Wow, I'm looking at my time. I've got to move pretty quickly here. In fact, I think I might be able to give myself a little bit more time. Let me see if I can move this, because I do want to be able to say these things that need to be said tonight. Let's see. Do I have that opportunity? I think I might be able to make it. Let's see what can work here. Okay, I think we got it. Thank y'all for that. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says he will send someone who act truly as a representative for him. The men actually think that what they make can be equated. So the work of melting the graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and cast it silver chains, and cast over it silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he make no ablation, choose the tree that will not rot, he thinks will not rot, and seeks unto him a cunning a workman to prepare a graven image that should not be moved. So the things that men make, brothers and sisters, be counted something of which the Most High is the maker. Have we not known? Have we not understood? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth that the Most High who sits above all, that sits upon the circle of the earth, the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. Certainly his conscience is far greater. The conscience of the one called the Kurdi was a conscience expectation, was the expectation of one whose conscience exceeds that of all the rulers, all that the rulers at any given time had brought to bear. In other words, what I'm saying to you is this. This is the one the Most High sends because he has not seen what is appeasing unto him present. So he sends one that you might discern again what is honorable. So what manner of conscience do men think the Most High might bring to bear when it is he who will show forth what is glorious before him? What do you think it means when the scripture says, "Behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nations." I could tell you, my brothers and sisters, about something that someone I know heard. Most High indeed has explained what he means when he said, "We make a man precious like gold of Ophir." Most High that sits upon the circle of the earth and inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers that stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. It brings his princes, brings the princes of the earth as if they were nothing. He making the judges of the earth as vanity. It shows that all that they call honorable far less than what is divine expectation puts them all to humiliation. So many prophecies say the same. Yea, they shall not be planted. In other words, they won't be planted anymore. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. One scripture says, leave them root, neither root nor branch. If you read Malachi, 4th chapter, concerning the coming of the one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. Son of righteousness that arises, that will bring healing with his words. Set his people free that they see beyond the unrighteous men. He shall blow upon them. A hot wind of reproof, his word, shall he blow upon them, and destroy them with the breath of his lips, and they shall wither. Talk about the misrule of man after the flesh. The whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Read Isaiah 57 and see the same, my brothers and sisters. Talks about men having mocked even the Holy One of Israel. Tell men to listen to him, and they shall inherit the lands, possess his holy mountain. But those who seek comfort, peace, solace after the designs of men, he said, and his rebuke, it still relates to the same concept. The whirlwind shall take them away, but those who hearken to him shall possess his land. Shall possess the land, even that land that is his inheritance, and possess the holy mountain. So again it asks, to whom then will you liken me, or whom to whom shall I be equal, or counted associative, if you will, said the Most High. Lift up your eyes on high, who shall I be counted with? Lift up your eyes on high, behold, who hath created these things, and brings out their host by number. Who it is that set forth all the scenes bright in the heavens. He called them all by names, not by name, but also according to their purpose, according to the balance of all things in the universe, by the greatness of his might, his wisdom. He is that strong in power. He misses nothing. But Israel, seeing all the might and power of the Most High, many have sought to rely upon their own presumptuousness, the self-righteousness, considering them wise just because they say that they are Israel, not knowing that Israel too must be delivered. And say, "Why hast thou said thou, Israel, speak thou, O Israel, that my way or the justice that's due to me is hid from the Lord?" And the justice that is due to me, if you will, some texts say, has passed over from my as if he has forgotten what he has promised. Have you not seen the power of the Most High and how he set all things in order and that they remain in place? Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting Most High, the creator of the ends of the earth, even all the universe, faints not, does not forget, neither is he weary? Man may forget. But my brothers and sisters of the Most High, there's no searching of all that is his understanding. It is Yah that gives power to the faint. It's Yah who makes men conceive, my brothers and sisters, after the magnificence that he finds viable, glorious, unto his name, unto his making and his might. He gives power to the faint, to them that have no might, no strength. He increases strength. Those who have no have had no discretion among the nations, it's he that will gather his people. As they discern again after one conscience, one might, one strength, one understanding, one conviction, one love, one reasoning. My brothers and sisters, there might be a people worthy unto his name. Even the youths have been faint, weakened, spiritually weakened, wearied. Young men shall utterly fall, have utterly fallen. Many have utterly fallen. But they that wait upon, how about my brothers and sisters, him whom the Most High said he would call by his name to his glory. They who wait for him shall renew their strength, be re-strengthened, gain power to become the sons of Yah, redeemed beyond all the rulers of the earth. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This one comes forth saying, keep silence before me, O ye isles. Who? One of the Most High said he would call for this awakening of his people. And let my people, let them renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let them come together and let us discern what indeed is justice. Who is it that raised up this righteous man, this righteous one like the rising sun that comes in suddenly to cast out all the darkness, all the confusion of man? It comes up suddenly, my brothers, to reveal the light the world has not seen. Who called him to his foot and gave nations, the rulers and the principles of the nations before him as if they were nothing and made him to rule over all the kings? Who is it that gave the nations as dust to his sword, to his word, to the primacy of his pure and perfect word, and made the nations as dribble and stubble before the exactitude of his reasoning, his bow? He said he pursued them. Please read Revelation 6 chapter and understand this is speaking of Messiah, the white horse rider. Revelation 19 speaking the same. Please check out my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. And discern who the scriptures are speaking about here again. After all these words that are repeated again and again. At Isaiah 49. Remember those scriptures I spoke of before and said his Isaiah 49 repeats these words so that Isaiah 40. Behold, Most High will come with a strong hand, his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. How about even pleasing in the presence of Yah? Go back and read Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters, and see who this speaks of. Scripture says, finally before him, all tears be wiped away from off all eyes. By springs of water shall he bring his people, even at the hand of one of my brothers and sisters who are despised by the rulers who will keep the people in bondage. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 speaks the same. Revelation 7th chapter, as Latter-day prophecies speak the same. My brother says, why haven't they told you all these things? The prophecy said in advance that they wouldn't. I want you to listen to something my brother says. You see, Most High will cause him to pursue those who were his enemies, and he shall pass safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet, meaning that his word shall preclude him. Who has wrought and done it, calling this forth from the generation from the beginning? Read Isaiah 40, 6 chapter 8 through 13. Talks about must be remembered that men no longer be found transgressors. About one Most High calls his raven, one like a ravenous bird from the east. And perform all that is his pleasure. That will overthrow Babylon once and for all. Blessed are they who will understand this. Who has wrought and done it, called the generation from the beginning, the Most High, the first and the last? It is he.
Well,
my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you this. And I've gone a little over the time that I intended to, and I, frankly, I do have some other things I need to attend to. In fact, this being Shavuos, we have proceedings that I broke free of for a moment in order to speak to you tonight. But I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. What these scriptures are telling us is something very powerful. Only in the expectation of the one the Most High said he would send to redeem his people beyond all worldly status quo is one then at last found worthy unto the Spirit that it gives power that men might indeed be born again. That men might be renaturalized, men might be reoriented. The men might be granted the power to perceive, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of Yah, that the flesh, fleshly misorientation and short-sightedness cannot see. When the scripture says, they who wait for him whom the Most High has called by his name, that's what it really means. They shall renew their strength. It means they should be given power to see beyond the misrule of all the leaders. My brothers and sisters, do you really believe the Most High gave his, or should anybody even begin to believe, the Most High gave his Spirit that men still yet walk after the variant contingents of man? Absolutely not. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. For those who only know the rulers as their teachers could never see beyond the variant short-sighted contentions. It means it takes faith, then, my brothers and sisters, beyond the double-mindedness of men. It takes humble petition on the part of those whom the Most High would call, that they seek his wisdom to see beyond the misconceits of men. Faith, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond these things, knowing that the Most High, being one, desires peace in this world, desires a trust in him into what prepares the mind and heart. That a people, my brothers and sisters, beyond all selfish imprudence, should become one. He said, faith comes by hearing, and really means a word from Yah, because not all have heard the preaching of this gospel. Not all have heard the preaching of this full and complete word by which the kingdom of Yah should be established. Many of my brothers and sisters seek to ensnare the minds after a multitude of partial and imperfect standards which can never make people one. But we know that purity and completion offers one choice. Most High offers a Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that there might be peace. Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says this very self-same one should speak peace to the nation. You so complete, speak what indeed are good tidings, the whole word. The people might be one. For those who have the expectation of one who teaches the truth beyond all the short-sightedness and partialities of men, they, my brothers and sisters, might be found worthy of receiving the Spirit, for they know that they must seek this absolution. They must seek this completion, my brothers and sisters, that they before the Most High they be appeasing, for they must agree with the one King. It will be at the hand of an anointed one, my brothers and sisters, that those who receive the Spirit, those who do, or will be found worthy to receive the Spirit, will be tried to find, my brothers and sisters, whether or not they seek to serve Yah fully or not. Or dare men think that one after the flesh should be the judge? No, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has a King of Kings, an anointed one who will judge all those even who are anointed. Mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, cuts both ways, declares an absolute. My brothers and sisters, they will decide whether men seek to be true to all the Most High declared or not. It would test the hearts of those both who have been rebellious, my brothers and sisters, even those who say they seek wisdom to find out who seeks to serve Yah, whose very name declares that he is all that he is. We'll find, my brothers and sisters, whether men seek to serve his perfect will or not. What am I saying to you? Those who are not prepared to recognize the Messiah is that one called Shiloh, unto whom all must be gathered, and not prepared to recognize him as that lawgiver, I said, who by his grace, by his gift, by his kindness, is a lawgiver unto a very strict, solid, unshaking standard. Those who are not prepared to accept the Messiah, the one who must expose the misrule of all your kings, priests, rulers, pastors, elders, even those, like I said, those who are dead, even called what, reverend? Wow. Will reprove them all as in some way having been fallen short. Those who are not prepared to accept Messiah as the one who must reprove them all, that you finally be free to see beyond all this vainglory. My brothers and sisters are not found worthy to receive of His Spirit. Believe me, the Most High, nevertheless, many times seeks to reach through the corruption that has enslaved the minds of men to raise the conscience of a man. My brothers and sisters, blessed are those who take hold. For they must understand something that I found that oftentimes few seem to. I could cite an example of somebody I remember years ago who actually believed that the reason why they said the Most High had called them is because they were such good people. Whew, wow. As someone who very definitely has heard the curse of the call of the Most High, I'm going to go ahead and tell you just like it is. I know what he told me. He told me, amongst other things, he called me, yes, for purpose, but it's because he knew that I could do so much better. He knew that with his help, his aid, his strengthening, his reawakening of purpose, potential for which he made a thing. And he made me very, very aware of the fact that for a long time I had been blind and quite inconsiderate of so much that I should have known to consider. Blind so much I should have remembered. My brothers and sisters, I know that no heart, no mind, no soul of any man begins to discern fully what the Most High intends until he is willing to humble himself, discern and allow himself to see what is divine intent through the eyes of one so much greater. I can tell you about some of the things the Most High has already shown me that are my duties in the day to come. A lot of growing to do. But I know the Most High can bring about a tremendous amount of growth, almost like the flip of a switch. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the day of awakening of a people, that they might be one, is short at hand. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, that know what magnificent event they should have been waiting for. Who it is the scripture said they should have been waiting for. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Blessed are they who understand that. There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com. That article is called, as I said before, one of them in particular, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, that declares what was the ancient expectation of the early church. Something that today's churches as counterfeits because they don't even declare that expectation are found therefore quite fake and foolish because of it. Messiah said that the message that should be taught in all the churches that he is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. How many understand what that means? They didn't tell you about that. They didn't ever tell you what was the gospel to the early church. They never told you what was that mutual expectation of the early church that Scripture said in advance when men began to make their counterfeits, these things the rulers would not speak. There's an article on their website called The Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies. You look at the splash screens in the show, you look in the chat, now you will see it. My brothers and sisters, to know of that expectation is to know what is to be expected in that day that again the eyes of the many shall again be opened. Men shall see beyond all the veiled, the miscreant mindsets, the fallen mindscapes, if you will, of the rulers that have sought to keep men blind, that they could not see indeed what is fully the righteousness of Yah. So the scripture says, in the day when all these things shall occur, even the destruction of that city the scripture speaks of, that rebukes the whole world, that caused all nations, even the cities of ruthless nations, to bow before the Most High. Oh, look at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 and understand. The scripture says the men will say in that day, behold, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. And he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. Read that 25, 1 through 3 through 10, Isaiah, and compare it to Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Scripture talks about in a bright one at Isaiah 27, 26, 9 through 13. Look at then the text that used the Dead Sea Scrolls to reference, like the NASB and NIV. Look at 24, 10, 6 through 10. Examine those scriptures closely, my brothers and sisters. Well, that's 10 through 16 up in there. They talk about that one that will come, that because he is revealed in the west, you will glorify him in the righteous of the sun, the one called the righteous one again. Same one that's mentioned in Isaiah 41. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, all these things of which I'm talking to you now, the scripture said that the rulers, by and large, will not speak. HiddenGospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, article called Secret City Prophecies, another one called Remember the Promise, one called Gospel of Shiloh, one called Tribulation 7365 AD, that you understand, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond the veil of misconceit and apostasy that long ago occurred. You need all those. My brothers and sisters, these are the times of awakening. These are the times to cast aside the veil. These are the times, my brothers and sisters. Most High will prepare people to receive of his testimony, to receive of his spirit. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all again for listening. A blessed, a very blessed, my brothers and sisters, Shavuos to you all. And to his might, to his honor, and to his praise always. I say again, Hallelujah!